Well, hello people. This is Professor Soloman. Today we're going to analyze the phenomenon, can't say that word, of the Femon's entitlement. As you know, most Femons of today all have entitlement. Now you just go back a few years, they were saying that men should stop putting us on a pedestal, and then immediately turned around and put themselves on a pedestal, much higher pedestal. But why do they think they're so entitled? Well, let's look back in history. What did the Femons offer in the partnership? Food? Nope. Shelter? Nope. Protection? Nope. So why did man keep them around? Well, they can have a baby. Which of course was important when you were building a tribe up. The bigger the tribe, it can take over another smaller tribe. So they were considered fairly important back then. But today, there is a completely surplus of breeders. And if you look at society in general, Femons cost society greatly. And yet they still only offer a baby. And you're lucky nowadays to get a healthy baby, and some Femons don't even have babies anymore. But they still expect to have the entitlement. So it's a bit of a mystery why Femons have raised themselves way above the status of what they really are. So what would happen if you took all the Femons out of society? Poof, they're gone. Well, not surprisingly, not very much. Except, of course, the population will get old and die out. Eventually, as there's no replacements. And what would happen if you took men out of society? Well, things would start to fall apart very quickly. Things would all break down. There'd be anarchy and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Little joke there. The society wouldn't last very long anyway. Basically, it would destroy itself. So we can assume from some of these facts that the entitlement of Femons is basically all in their own heads. And the word that a lot of people use is delusional, which actually fits very well. How do we get Femons to actually see reality? Well, there doesn't seem to be much of a way. The only way is a signal from the mothership. But the communications from the mothership hasn't been too steady of late. It's run by Femons. Us men must struggle on through. And when a Femon is acting really entitled, try and understand she has a mental issue. And the best thing to do is to walk away. She may get help from other Femons, but it's unlikely, because they don't care for each other. Mostly they're all about themselves. And if you people out there would like to give your thoughts on this discussion, on why Femons feel so entitled, please put them down in the comments below. And now I'm off to Cumbria, where I'm going to make a speech at a local university there. It's quite a strange place, but it has a lot of good pubs, so it won't be too bad. You take it easy, guys.